This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry with a little taste of 1939. Years ago this week, America was well over the rainbow and in the middle of a dream, humming this pop tune. The Depression was slipping into the past. 70 years ago, it was a crossroads for 20th century history. America had a chance, perhaps the last chance, to take George Washington's old advice and avoid foreign entanglements. It was 70 years ago today, you see, that Germany's armored divisions crossed the border into Poland to begin the Second World War.
Polen hat heute Nacht zum ersten Mal auf unserem eigenen Territorium auch mit bereits regulären Soldaten.
That's the voice of Adolf Hitler 70 years ago, the crazed narrator for a European soundtrack that was equal parts German nationalism and utopian lunacy. The Third Reich would unite the German-speaking peoples in a genetically purified master race to rule over Russia, France, and the British Empire. America could stand aside or be buried by the onslaught of inevitable history. Poor little Poland, a stepping stone for Hitler's panzer units and high-tech blitzkrieg army. But the soundtrack in America had none of the relentless predation of Wagner or the menace of Shostakovich. It was Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade, one of the most popular tunes of 1939. Ironically, Miller would lose his life during the war when his plane went down on a trip to perform for U.S. troops. But that was years in the future.
Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't want
this bit of Cole Porter froth was typical of 1939 America. The popular Broadway musical Du Barry Was a Lady. Ethel Merman, Betty Grable, later of serviceman pinup girl fame, and Bert Lahr, the Cowardly Lion. It's about a washroom attendant who wins the lottery and dreams he is Louis XV of France. Meanwhile, Germany invades and occupies France.
I have seen war, and that I hate war. I hope the United States will keep out of this war, and I give you assurance and reassurance that every effort of your government will be directed toward that end.
This was delivered by FDR on September 3rd, 1939. America couldn't have been further from this war in 1939. In fact, historians believe that Britain's Winston Churchill and FDR conspired to bring the United States into World War II, despite considerable pro-German, if not pro-Nazi, sentiment in the U.S. FDR would evoke conscience again and again to inch America closer to the European conflict. And in the end, it wasn't conscience that brought the U.S. into the war, it was provocation. Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor ended America's isolation 2 years later. Never again would we be so disentangled from global affairs. Though our minds might wander, our troops would remain stationed throughout the world, today fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And I heard of once in a lullaby.
70 years after the Second War to End All Wars began.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.